Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hey, before we go on with news, Michael Cudlitz, friend of the show, of course, Abraham Ford from Walking Dead and Band of Brothers and Southland and Bob DiStefano.
See, and that's where Abraham Ford comes in to baseball bat. The guy with the clean outfit.
Yeah, and hopefully say, suck my nuts.
That's exactly right. Suck my nuts.
Born December 29th on Long Island, New York. He was a student at the California Institute of the Arts when he landed a part in the HBO miniseries, Band of Brothers. He's gone on to appear on such series as Lost, 24, and Prison Break, as well as his star-turning role as Abraham Ford on The Walking Dead. But these days you can see him every Tuesday night on the ABC series, The Kids Are Alright. Please welcome, Michael Cudlitz.
You handsome devil.
That's amazing. I want to talk like that.
All it takes is a head injury.
Here I am. I don't want to do my whole interview like that. The kids are all right here on ABC. Tune in. It's very funny. Mike Cleary plays the dad. Boys in an Irish Catholic family. Here we are today with him speaking.
It's
welcome,
true.
Michael.
You, my friend, this is my childhood, you understand. I was an altar boy. Grew up Italian Catholic, Southern,
yeah.
And in the 70s, working class. Oh, yeah, no, this is my life. I'm like, oh, my God, man. Yeah, it's brutal because it's funny. That's the best part of this is people would never in a million years understand that it's so very true to life.
Like, well, we get a lot of people saying, oh, my gosh, I grew up in a house exactly like this.
Yeah.
And it's like you sort of go, oh, okay, really? What was your life? Like, well, I had 11 brothers and sisters, and you're like, 11, bro? Oh, my gosh, stop.
Oh. Even worse, they told my mom, she's English. So here's even the weird twist on this. My dad's in Norwich, England, stationed in the Air Force. He's 20, I don't know, maybe 25 at the time. Meets my mom in a bar. Turns out she's like an underage. She's like 15, not even 16. They get whatever happens. They get married. He's technically a pedophile, I think.
Oh, well, there you go. Your dad will never be governor.
That's right. That's right. And she gets moved to Blytheville, Arkansas, straight out of a tenement in Norwich, England. So she's poor, grew up in a terrible situation, then ends up in Blytheville, Arkansas. You want to talk about out of the fire, frying pan into the fire. Imagine that terrible situation.
Wow.
Oh, yeah. They tell her she can't have kids.
It worked out.
Well, I don't know if you call it that, but she had four boys that have certainly been a challenge.
Yeah. I grew up in a household with three boys, and it was we were brutal on my mom.
Oh.
Like, brutal.
My mom wore
imagine eight.
Imagine this. My dad goes out to sell X-ray equipment, so he's on the road a little bit too much, which I'm sure he loved. My mom finally got to the point where...
That's a choice. I hear that a lot. I'm just saying.
She would put a belt around her nightcoat and like wear it like a gunslinger.
That's amazing.
If she touched the belt,
take it off and use it.
Oh my God, Jesus Christ! Like it was a whip, like she was doing some kind of a Western show. Amazing. We got in trouble one time. You'll love this, Michael. Because I was an altar boy. My brother and I, he showed me how to wind up rubber bands and sit in the balcony, and then we'd drop them and think we were being invisible, but they'd hit somebody in the hair and go, boof, and they would nod up in their hair. And the usher catches us doing this. Now, we walk in Hayes, Kansas, to this church, this Catholic church, every Sunday. My dad gives us a couple dollars each. We can't tell him we've been thrown out of church, so we just take the money for the next summer. And we literally go get a Coke and a donut, and we wait 2 hours and then go home. And then one day he finds out what we've been doing with the $4. Oh, my God.
He got the belt back from Mom, huh?
Oh, my God, dude. Oh, it was so bad. It was so bad. It was a cross between physical beating and emotional destruction of thinking God hates us now.
character building.
Sure it is. Yes, it is. And then, but that's what makes this show so good, man, because it is. That's look, that was the 70s and into the 80s. If you were a middle-class Catholic family, like Irish Catholic, Italian Catholic, German Catholic, whatever, it was. That's the truth.
Yeah. No, Mary McCormick, who plays the mom and my wife on the show, came from a big Irish Catholic family, and she says that a lot of the scenarios just literally happened, you know, to, you know, her friends or... You know, she saw it firsthand, and she says this is 100% spot on.
Yeah. How was your dad? What was your family like? I know you had three, but what was it? What was the situation?
Three brothers or two other brothers, so it's a total of three. I was the baby. My dad was, you know, I find that there's actually a lot of my dad in Mike Cleary. You know, he's sarcastic and like that, fun, quick witted, but you know, he had a temper. Absolutely, you know, and, you know, I remember, you know, it was a time when, you know, you got out of line, you said something in front of your mom that you shouldn't say, you got a backhand across the mouth, you know, a little straighten you out, remind you of, you know, where you were, who you were supposed to be, you know, how you were supposed to be acting in front of your mom.
Oh, yes.
I got smacked in the mouth probably 3-4 times, and, you know, I deserved it every time.
Sure, of course.
I'm not advocating anybody hit their kids. I'm telling you what happened to me, so everybody out there can just shut up.
Exactly, man. And God bless you for saying it before I got to it. Because
on my Twitter. Yeah, they're on the Twitter. Oh, you said, like, shut up. Like, if you're going to be that much of a jackass, then go away.
Yeah, that's it. Just piss off somewhere. Yeah, that's it. I don't care. Your opinion does not matter because it was my real history. You know what I mean? Like,
exactly. You're saying it's okay. No, I'm saying it's what happened.
Yeah, that's exactly it.
I'm saying it's what happened.
My brother came home from school once, and they told him in school that you can't spank kids anymore, one of my younger brothers. And my dad goes, is that right? And he goes, yeah, Dad, I can call 911, and I can tell them what you did, and you'll be in trouble. And he goes, show me how to do that. And he reached over that old green phone with a super long cord, and he pulled it off, and he got 9 before my dad snatched it out of his hand and cranked him across the top of the head with the goddamn handset.
No, we're not laughing out there, people. It's not funny. We're not laughing. Neither are you.
It was so good.
It's a funny story. Yeah, you can't. What's amazing now is everything is so politically correct. And everything is so politically loaded and charged. And everybody wants to go off at the slightest thing.
Of course.
But there's a lot of things out there, a lot of things that need to be fought for and people who need to be fought for and represented. But you know what? There's just some stuff that's just funny sometimes.
That's it.
Get over it and laugh.
I'm sure, man. And hopefully, you know what? I hope people do find that was the 70s into the 80s was a politically incorrect time. It was just people. It was just evolution, man. We're just evolving as a culture. And that's just how it was. Their fathers were completely different people. You know, we're talking about then guys who went through depression.
Some of my most fond memories with my dad were when, you know, we would get home, we lived on Central Avenue in New Jersey, and I would, you know, climb over onto my dad's lap and drive the car home the last 3 miles on the straight road, you know, and pull it, you know, the big thing for me was like, Dad, can I pull it into the driveway? Because he would usually take over and turn and do, and, you know, I was sort of like, it's like flying a plane, you know, anyone can do it, you just don't know how to land or take off, but anyone can fly a plane. It's the midair part is a lot easier than the landing and the taking off. And you know, with the car, I remember that's all I did: sat on my dad's lap and would drive. And just that's one of my most amazing memories I have with my dad. And you know, of course, it's dangerous, and of course, people can get hurt. And I'm sure someone out there lost a loved one. Like, I get it. Like, but there's a lot of amazing things that happened during that time as well, and we're celebrating that. We're celebrating the life, we're celebrating the love, we're celebrating the family, and we're celebrating, you know, and looking back with a very much twisted lens, because nothing horrible happens, of the time when kids were free range and, you know, didn't have to, you know, worry about anything, or we didn't know we had to worry about anything, and the kids could take care of themselves when they were, you know, 7 or 8 years old.
Dude, listen, you ever need a guest writer on this, I have at least 100 stories that are all worthy of this.
I love it.
And I hope you get to Kansas City again, man. Michael, it was fun to hang that day and that weekend up at the Crypticon. I hope you get back through again.
Oh, thank you. I appreciate it. We love Kansas City. We had some great barbecue in Kansas City.
Yeah, anytime, it's on me, man. I hope everybody checks it out. ABC Tuesday, 7:30 Kansas City time. The kids are all right and die. I'm excited about checking this out, man.
Thank you. Yeah, watch like 2-3 episodes. If you don't like it, I'll give you your money back.
Exactly. Brother, you are incredible. It's always good to hear your voice. Michael Cutler. Nice job, man. What a good dude.
Spring is a time of renewal, so why not refresh your home with a little help from Blinds.com? We make getting custom window treatments a minor project with major impact. Choose from premium blinds, shades, and shutters. We even have options for your patio, too. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. There's no pushy salespeople in your home or inflated showroom prices. Our design experts can help you find the perfect window treatments on your schedule. We'll even send free samples directly to you. Plus, we can handle the measuring and installation for you. Unlimited window treatments installed for just one low cost. And with Blinds.com, you'll always get transparent pricing. No hidden fees. Our free shipping and 100% satisfaction guarantee can put the spring back into your step. And into your home, too. Shop Blinds.com right now and save up to 40%. Up to 40% off for a limited time at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.